ध्यायामोदवलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् அமிர்தானந்தாத்மிகாமீஸ்வரீம். In the previous shloka, we learned that ஷட்விகாரவதாம் வேதா நிர்விகாரோஹம் அன்யதா தத்விகாரனுசந்தானம் சர்வதா நாவகல்பதே. So, ஷட்விகாரவதாம் வேதா, the one who knows these vikaras, so the one who knows Shadvikaras, that person, he has to be Nirvikaram. He has to be without any changes. Because if he is also changing, it is a mutual dependency. So it is like two different people floating in space, thinking that one person is supporting the other person, the second person is supporting the first person. So such a state cannot exist. Such a state is beyond existence. It cannot be there. So all that we discussed in brief as to how, like any changes that we see require a substratum, require an adhishthanam which is changeless, either eternally changeless or temporarily accepted as changeless. Or we assume, assumption that it is changeless. So, with the assumption that sun is not changing, we calculate the orbit of earth. We say earth is revolving around the sun. So, that statement itself is faulty because sun is not stationary. If sun is stationary, then the statement is fine. But here, sun is not stationary, really speaking. Therefore, the statement is not true. But still, we make an assumption. So, based on that assumption, we say that earth revolves around the sun. So, we calculate the changes of earth as to how earth is moving, what is happening, etc., orbit and all. So, all those are false if we remove the assumption. So in projects or like in any place, there are always assumptions. So when we buy a car or an automobile, they say like mileage, this is the mileage. So this will be the mileage of the vehicle. So that mileage is based on assumptions. So they say like you should do maintenance at this period of time. It is also based on assumption. So when we say Amrita Swarupa Ananda can sing very well, that's also based on assumptions. Based on the assumption that his throat is good, his throat is not sore. And based on the assumption that he has proper mic system. Again based on assumptions that there will be people along with him, instruments will be there along with him. So there are a lot of assumptions. So everywhere we find these assumptions. Without those assumptions, changes are impossible to detect. So if we think, if we have to figure out or find out that like we are walking, then we have to assume that the ground is stationary. But consider that like even ignoring the fact that earth is moving constantly, the ground is also moving. Earthquakes happen because of movement in ground, or we can say forceful, quick movement that causes turbulence in the form of earthquakes. So that means earth is also moving. So that is based on assumptions. So, any change, Shadvikara Vatam Veta, the change of like Shadvikaras, the six changes of existence, growth, change, decay, and then like perishing or death. So those vikaras are not possible if I as the nirvikaram, I as one who is not changing, is not there. And who is this I? I am nityajnanaha. I am jagrat svapna sushupti nam sakshituham asaddashaha. I am a sakshi. So sakshi has to be nirvikaram is what Lakshmi Dara comes to. So all these changes constantly happen. So it is when a person tries to identify himself with the change. So when something is changing, we consider change as change of ourself. So that is when problems start. So problems start like when we think that we are changing. So when something happens to the body, like we say, I am changing, therefore we become afraid. So when something else is changing, environment is changing, we associate ourselves with the change. We think that we also change with whatever is changing. So when we go to a different country, when we are in a different place, when we have a profession change, city change, when we are around different people, all those are changes. So all those changes affect us because we think we also change along with them. Now that is what Shankara calls as adhyasam or superimposition. It is just improper knowledge, or we can say ignorance, that causes a person to think that he is changing along with changes of the world. So there is a changing I which we call as the ego or ahankaram, and there is the changeless self. So we are always the changeless self. The changeless self alone really exists. So the changes are just illusions. Are changes really illusions? Definitely changes are illusions, because changes means what? Like something which is taking birth, something which dies. So how can you say something was really there? If things are changing constantly, like we see a laptop in front of us and the next minute it becomes a TV, like how can we say that it is there? We cannot say. So that's why in court, like witnesses who change their statements, who change their stance, are not valid witnesses. So a person who goes to court and says like, I saw this person killing, and tomorrow he says like, I didn't really see, then the court will say, no, we cannot like accept your statement. We cannot accept you as a witness because you are changing. So that means like changes like a cannot really be accepted as real. Really be mean like empirically we have to accept, like we cannot ignore them, because then like life will come to a standstill. So we have to accept them, but we have to accept them remembering that they are not really real. They just seem to be there, as Paramahamsa says, seemingly existent. They are not real. They are not really real. They seem to exist. They are seemingly existent. They are not eternally real. So that attitude, that approach has to be there. If that is not remembered, then like we will think that everything is changing. Then it becomes like Buddhism, where everything is changing. Everything is transitory. If everything is transitory, then like what really existed before these changes came into existence? Void or shunyam. So that is how it will be. So such a shunyavadam is not accepted by Vedanta, because the subject of I or Sakshi or Chit that always exists before change started, after change ends, and when change is there, there is a changeless substratum which is always there. So whether we are walking or a car is driving by, the ground will remain always. So we have learned the 10th chapter of Panchadashi, so we can remember that. Whatever Vidyaranya says, like the Sakshi, that the lamp, or Nataka Deepam, Natakam, the Deepam, sorry, Deepam, will always be there. Deepam is something which is or which will always be there. So irrespective of whether tadabhavepi dipyate. So when objects are there, lamp is there. When objects are not there, still the lamp exists. So that is what like we have to remember at all times while perceiving these changes. Changes are part of the world, but those changes are not, or changes are the objects are not real. So changes are also not real. So that is why Shastras give the example of dream. A person is dreaming, and while dreaming, he sees a lot of changes. Changes happen over and over again. But once he wakes up, everything vanishes. He realizes that those changes were not there, and therefore he is happy. He may have lost all his money. He may have lost his near and dear ones. He may have killed many people, and like he may have gone to jail. But after all of those, like he wakes up and he is happy because he knows that all those aren't real. Swapnamaye yata drishtam gandharva nagaram yata tada tatha vishwamidam drishtam vedanteshu vichakshanaihi. So even as like a swapnam, swapna lokam and a gandharva nagaram are seen, the same way tatha, same way vishwamidam drishtam, this vishwam is also seen in the same way by knowers of Vedanta. So jnanis, jivan muktas, they say that this world is like a dream world, it is like a swapnam. So mayeva udeti chit vyomni jagat gandharva pattanam, jagat gandharva pattanam. So anyway, Lakshmidhara said that I am nirvikaram. So I am the nirvikara vastu. I am nirvikaram. I am changeless. All these changes are in me, but I am still changeless. So after saying that, like there is a question, there is a doubt raised. So which we come to in the next shloka.
Tena tena hi rupena jayate liyate muhu vikari vastu tasyesham. Okay, vikari vastu tasya esham is what like I had learned, like let me confirm. Yeah, vikari vastu tasyesham. Anusandhatrita kutah.
So vikari vastu tasya esham. So it is not tasta esham. There is no word tasta. Yeah, Tejomiyananda gives a different reading. So as we have seen earlier as well, there are like multiple interpretations of or like wordings. Vikari vastu nah tesham, that is also fine. Vikari vastu tasya esham is also fine. You can go by vikari vastu nah tesham as well, that's fine. So there is a question raised now. So this is like we can say this is sort of a technical analysis or like a logical deduction being made here. So since the author said that changes don't affect me who am changeless, so now the question is the Atman different from or the same as the changing entity and changes? So we have three things here. So there is a changing entity and there are changes. So as to like
regarding the Atman, that will come a little later, the next shloka, about the Atman being different from the changes and changing entity. So we have, like, when we consider changes, we have like two things there. So one is the change itself, and the second is the changing entity. And then the third is the changeless substratum. So all these three are part of any such analysis or any such, like whenever we have to analyze anything, like who all are the components or the players in a particular activity, like we jot down or we write down as to who all are there. The same way here, we have like the changeless Atman and the changes and the changing entity. So the now like the objection is with respect to not the Atman but the other two, changes and changing entity. So changes or modification we can call, and the changing entity. So the question or the doubt raised is with respect to whether both are same or both are different. So are they same, are they different? So let's say, like, let's see, let's take the example of the body which is changing. So the body is undergoing change. So is change one or the same as the body, or is it something which is different? So if it is different, like if we think that change is different from the object, then like it causes a lot of confusion. So if change is not part of the object, then there will be like we have to create a relation between both. So the relation which we create between both is a relation, like we can call it relation A. So there is change, there is the changing body, and there is relation A. So since like we come with relation A, now we have to answer as to whether relation A is one with change or different from change. So which means like we have to accept like it cannot be one. Like if we take the stance that it is cannot be one, it is different, then we have to create another relation B. So another one, like if this is what is called anavastha dosham. Anavastha means that which is infinite regression. This will go on and on, like we'll have to accept relation in between. Such infinite regression itself means that it is not a possibility. Infinite regressions can only mean that something is not real. That means our assumption that changes and the changing entity are different is not true. So which means that if changes and changing entity are different, then there cannot be like any relationship between them. They will have to be two different things, which is not possible. Therefore, we have to accept that changes and the changing entity are the same. So this approach of that like both are the same is what the author tries to say in this particular shloka, in the 14th shloka. So both are not different, they cannot be different. If they are different, then such a it is not logically tenable or logically possible. It's not feasible, we can say as well. Therefore, we have to accept that both are one and the same. So that is what the author says, like in this particular shloka. So, tena tena hi rupena jayate liyate muhuhu. So, muhuhu means like again. So, tena tena hi rupena. So, means like its own forms. Jayate liyate. Jayate means like it is born. Liyate means like it is merging, is the meaning of liyate. But here like we can say it is destruction or death. So by its own, like, or it takes different forms. It takes like a form, it vanishes, it takes a form, vanishes. So vikari vastu naha, such a vikari vastu, such an entity which is, which has changes, tesham of the changes, like the changes that we see, perceive in the changing entity, anusandhatrata kutaha. How can there be like remembrance, how can there be knowledge of those changes? So the second stance is the changes and the changing entity are one and the same, or they remain same, they are not different, they remain the same. But like, if they remain the same, how can the entity know changes? Can the entity itself know its change? Definitely cannot know. So the body is changing. Can the changing body know that it is changing? How can it know? Because there is no continuity. Each moment, so change, like that is what tena tena hi rupena, like by its own form, like forms successively come over and over again. So each moment change is happening, as science says, cells. So of course science gives the logic, like, or gives the same logic what Vedanta gives. Body is constantly changing, cells are dying, cells are growing. Each moment a cell dies and a new cell is born. So when that happens, like, or when or if that is happening, of course we know that is happening. So if that is happening, then, like, if that really happens, then how can that entity itself know these changing, that it is changing, or the changes itself? It cannot. So one moment the body is like, we can say the body is 6 feet, and the next minute the body is 6 feet 1 inches. So the changes, like, are so quick, you can say quick, like, even if it is not quick, how will the entity which is changing know its own changes? So it is like it is called Atma Ashraya Dosham as well, self-dependency. So I depend for my change, or knowing my change, to myself. How can I depend on myself? The self-dependency is not possible. Oh, then the Atman, what about the Atman? The Atman is not self-dependent, Atman is self-existent. And the Atman is changeless, so it doesn't need any dependency, it is independent. That which is independent doesn't need any self-dependency. Whereas, like, when we say I depend on myself, that itself is faulty, because how can I depend on myself? Because it comes back. It is like a pointer that points to the same thing. So a pointer, like a concept of pointer in C, is that a pointer is a memory location and it points to some object in the memory. But let's say that the pointer points to itself. That is like loop. It's sort of a cyclic loop. It cannot exist. So that means, so what the author is trying to say here is that this, like what we say, like these, the changes and the changing entity, both are one and the same. Yes, they are one and the same. But if we accept that they are one and the same, then they cannot know themselves. They cannot know that they are changing. They cannot perceive the change that is happening in themselves. Which again brings us back to the one person who can witness those changes, Nirvikara Sakshi Atman. So that means this state, like, or not state, like this shloka proves again that Sache Nirvikara Atman has to be there in order for these changes to exist. So existence of changes doesn't mean that it's just changing, but changes exist when we say, or when somebody says that, oh, that is changing. Nobody says that is changing, like, do changes exist? No, changes are again insentient. Changes, like, have birth and death. That which has birth and death is jadam. Jadam cannot exist of its own,
it requires a chaitanyam. That is why we said, like in the last shloka, we spoke, like the author spoke about nirvikara atman. But if we say for some reason that I don't need nirvikara atman, like the changeless entity can like perceive itself. Changeless entity itself is enough to perceive its own changes. It's not possible. If that is the case, then we ask. If you say that there is no nirvikara atman required, the presence of a nirvikara atman is not at all required, if you say so, then we ask, are the changes synonymous, or like are the changes different from the changing entity or not? So they cannot be different. Idam guna kriya jati dravya sambandha vastushu samantena swarupasya sarvameta itiriyatam. So these changes, when Vidyaranya deals with these changes, not changes exactly, but vikaram, or speaking about the Atman as a lakshyam, as a goal. The Atman is a goal. Of course, the Atman is a goal. Atman has to be a goal. Maya vidya vihayevam upadi parajivayoho akandam sachidanandam param brahmaiva lakshyate. Remove maya and avidya, which are the upadis in the jiva and ishvara, and param brahman, the supreme brahman, is the lakshyam. So lakshyam, if we speak about lakshyam, is that lakshyam nirvikalpam or savikalpam? So if the lakshyam, if the goal is nirvikalpam, nirvikalpasya lakshyatve, nirvikalpasya lakshyatve lakshyasya syat avastuta. So that goal, what you speak about in Vedanta, if that goal is nirvikalpam, if it is nirvikalpam, then there is no lakshyam at all. So nirvikalpam, nirvikalpa lakshyam means like that which cannot be defined, that which cannot be qualified, that which cannot be known. In that case, such a lakshyam doesn't exist at all. Such a lakshyam is a alakshyam. It ceases to be a lakshyam. And if it is savikalpam, then all other faults come. Savikalpasya lakshyatve. Okay, that's the opposite. I'm sorry. Savikalpasya lakshyatve lakshyasya syat avastuta. So if it is nirvikalpam, it is alakshyam, or like it doesn't exist at all. If it is savikalpam, then as per your own theory, Vedanta says, anything that which has qualities is not a vastu, is not real. So it like your lakshyam becomes unreal. So that is an argument raised, to which Vidyaranya says that all these like are vitandavadam. So I can use the same logic against you. So I will ask you whether whatever you call as vikaram, is vikaram in the vikari vastu, or it is like it's in nirvikari vastu. So both are impossible. So where do these changes exist? All those exist in the Atman. Idam guna kriya jati dravya sambandha vastushu. Gunam kriya jati dravyam. All these sambandham, everything is swarupasya sarvametat itiriyatam. Everything is in the swarupam. It is in the substratum. So when Vedanta says there is a goal, that is also empirical. So that's why Vedanta again says that manasai vedam aptavyam neha nana asti kinchana. There is no bhedam, no duality alone at all here. If there is no duality, then where is lakshyam and where is sadhaka? There is nothing like that. And the instruction that is given is also tattvamasi. You are already that. So that means it's already there. It is only there. But somehow we have come to think that it is not there. So if we think it is not there, then we have to negate that knowledge that it is not there. We have to negate the ignorance. So Paramartha often says that Vedanta is not about achieving Brahman, but it is about removing ignorance that Brahman is our own nature. Removing the ignorance that Brahman doesn't exist. So once a person goes to a doctor and like
he says, "Oh, doctor, like I have some serious trouble. Like I have some stomach trouble, or like I have a serious stomach trouble. So whenever I eat a food, or like my I feel as if like my tummy is going to explode. I have to go to the restroom. But when I go to the restroom, nothing happens. Everything seems to be fine, but still I have some serious trouble. Therefore, it is very serious. So problems are like." Problems are very simple. Like problems are simple if we know what the problem is. So those problems which we cannot know, which we cannot identify, or like which we cannot know from its symptoms, are very serious problem. Swine flu is not a big problem. So it's not like spread as much as SARS or other flus are. There are like yearly deaths happening due to flus, but swine flu is considered something which is very serious. The WHO, World Health Organization, has termed that it is a very serious epidemic sort of thing. So, why? The reason is, it's something like which cannot be cured, or like cure is not there. Cure may be there, but cure, whatever is the cure, we don't know. So that which we don't really know is something which is very big, very, very serious. So like this person, like he doesn't know what is, like he thinks there is something wrong and he's not able to find out what it is. Therefore, he says to the doctor that I have something very serious. So the doctor like looks at him, diagnoses or just does some testing and figures out that he has nothing. But, of course, the doctor is like a good person. He wants to solve people of their health troubles. So the doctor gives him a tablet. And then like, says, eat this like daily, 3 times a day. And then like everything will be fine. After a week, the patient returns back and thanks the doctor. Oh doctor, I am really thankful to you. So that has helped me a lot. Like I am not having any problem at all. Oh, that is the case. Oh, very good. So then the patient asked, oh, doctor, like I was still wondering like as to what I had really. And what did you give me? So the doctor says, replies back, oh, that's okay. Like you didn't have anything at all. I didn't have anything? Then what did you give me? I gave you calcium sandos. That helps. Like that is a good tablet which helps in bone or like... our bones will become more stronger. But that doesn't do anything. But still that helped. How? Because there was no problem in the first place. Problem was in the mind, in the mental state. Like the patient thought that he had a problem. Therefore, he wanted a solution. The doctor gave him a solution. So whatever sadhana that we are doing, like japam, dhyanam, even learning, shravana, manana, nididhyasana, is not to realize the Atman. It is to take, like, remove the ignorance that seemingly separates us from the Atman. So, Nididhyasanam, we say Nididhyasanam. What is Nididhyasanam? Dhyatridhyane parityajya kramadhyayeka gocharam. That is Samadhi, I think. Yeah, Nididhyasanam is the same as Dhyanam as per Vidyaranya as well. So Nididhyasana means we are focusing on Brahman. So focusing on what Brahman? Brahman which is our own nature. So focusing on Brahman, like what does it accomplish? Do we become Brahman by focusing on Brahman? No, we cannot. That is why Samadhi, Savikalpa Samadhi is not considered as moksha by Vedantins, because Savikalpa Samadhi means like you are just temporarily trying to concentrate or temporarily becoming that entity. You are not really becoming that entity. You just have an illusion that you are the entity. Then how come like Nididhyasanam works? Nididhyasanam works because we are already the Atman. We concentrate on our very nature of Atman, whatever is real. So what does it accomplish? It accomplishes what it accomplishes is that we are concentrating on some other thing. We are concentrating on the notion that we are the body, we are the mind, we are so and so, we do so and so, all those. So that is removed by concentrating on by men. So that is what like Vedanta does. Vedanta or like Vedantic sadhana helps us in removing ignorance and not making us achieve Atman. That's why it is called Atma Sakshatkaram. Sakshatkaram means realization. Realizing means I am already that. The story of the 10 fools or the story of the lion cub behaving like a goat or a sheep. Many different interpretations of the story are there. So the same, like we all those like show that, or all those are used to show that we are already the Atman. All sadhana is to negate the notion that we are not the Atman, or the notion that we are something else. So that is what is always accomplished in Vedanta. Vedanta accomplishes just removal of ignorance, not attainment of the Atman. So changes, so coming back to wherever we were, changes and the changing entity. So both have to be the same. Both have to be the same. And if both are the same, then an Atman is required to witness it. And there is no dependency fault in the Atman. The Atman like is always there. It is eternal. It is only there. It is our ignorance that makes us think that Jnanam is there, Bhedam is there, and then we strive to remove it when there is nothing at all. So here the author comes to the conclusion that since changes and changing entity are one and the same, they require, as Dhiranya said, like Dhiranya Shloka of Sarvametat Swarupasya. Swarupasya Sarvametat. It is in Swarupam, or like it is in the substratum of the Atman. So without the substratum of Atman, all these qualities reside in the object which they qualify. So height, can we separate height from a body? No. From an object? No. Height doesn't have any existence. Of course, Nyaya system says that there is something called Jati or universal concepts, universal height. But universal height doesn't have any existence. We cannot prove that universal height does exist. A universal entity can be proven only when it is present in a specific object. So, like, there is no use or no need of accepting the universal entity. So, Jati is not accepted by Vedanta. The only thing which is eternal is Brahman or the Atman. So, anyway, height is not, like, height cannot be experienced without the body. So, height comes into existence when the body is there. So, height and the body, these changes, like, of the body or these qualities of the body are in the body, but the body itself, body as well as these changes, require the substratum of Atman, substratum of Chit or Chaitanyam. Without that Chaitanyam, these changes will cease to exist. So these changes will be there. Can we avoid these changes? How can we really avoid these changes when these changes don't really exist? That which exists can be avoided, that which doesn't exist cannot be avoided. We can just get the knowledge that it is not there. So it is like a person trying to call the cops and say, I saw a ghost in my house. Then the police will say, oh, there is no ghost. Then how can we scare him away? How can we arrest him? How can we send him out of the house when he doesn't really exist? If he really exists, we can send him out. If he doesn't really exist, then how can we send him out? We cannot. So it is impossible. So that in the same way, exactly the same way, we can only remove that which really exists, and that which really exists also cannot be removed. Anyway, don't get confused into these all these logic. Whatever these logical works just our foot to our intellect. Our intellect has to get the conviction, the strong conviction of Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, Jivo Brahma Iva Naparaha. Brahman alone is real. This world that we see is anityam asukham lokam. It is just something which is changing. Agama painaha. So it is just something which comes and goes. Jayate liyate muhuhu. Again and again, jayate liyate. Come, birth, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. So, but like the self, there is something. We are changing. Yes, we are constantly changing. Our body is changing, our mind is changing, our intellect is changing, our personality is changing, our memory is changing, everything is changing. But in these all these changes, there is a changeless I. The changeless I is there which pulsates inside us. That changeless I is always pulsating. Aham, aham, aham. That spharanam is always there. Even when we are like ஒரு போல கண்ணட செடில்ல மாதவன் கரையாதிருக்கில்ல நம்மை ஒருத்தர் அம்மாஸ் ஒன் ஆஃப் அம்மாஸ் சாங் சேஸ் ஓ லைக் ஈவன் வென் வி ஆர் ஸ்லீப்பிங் தட் கிருஷ்ணா தட் ஈஸ்வரா இன் சைட் அஸ் இஸ் அவேக் அண்ட் ஹி வில் நாட் லைக் ரிமைன் விதவுட் ஷெடிங் டியர்ஸ் வை ஐ ஆம் தேர் லைக் அவேக் ஐ ஆம் தேர் லைக் வித் வாட் எவர் திஸ் பர்சன் ரிக்வயர்ஸ் திஸ் பர்சன் ரிக்வயர்ஸ் ஆனந்தம் அண்ட் ஐ ஆம் தேர் as Ananda Swarupam, but still he doesn't seek me. So when somebody, like we are attached to a person and the person doesn't talk to us, then we complain. When the person doesn't talk to us, we complain that, oh, this person doesn't really talk to me. This person is not interacting with me properly. How dare he? And then we become very sad. So the same applies to Ishvara as well. Ishvara is always within us. He is there, always there, ready to be revealed, but still, Manishyanam Sahasreshu Kaschit Yatati Siddhahi. Out of thousands of people, only few strive for it. After striving, like the path, Durgam Pataha Tat Kavayo Vadanti, it is a very tough path, it is not a simple path, therefore people fall down. So there is a part in Mahabharata. So in Mahabharata, like many people doubt Yudhishthira's quality. Yudhishthira always tried to stand for truth. Of course, in some cases, he might have overly stood for truth. So that's where like we have to really use our intellect. In some cases, there have been people like who have stood for truth always. And there have been people like who have told lies in order to help people. So Krishna, Rama never committed like adharma, whereas Krishna did a lot of adharma. So this doesn't mean like one is greater than the other. Both are exactly the same. It depends. It depends on the scenario. It depends on the situation. And all these situation scenarios are like whatever we do externally is fine. It is not external action that defines as to whether we know Brahman. It is the inner state of mind, the inner peaceful state, the calm state. Nistaranga jala rashi nishchalam. It is like the waveless ocean. So that state, the inner state of the mind, that is what is important. So Yudhishthira always stood for truth. So when like Mahabharata Yuddha was over and then Parikshit was born, so there is a time when in ancient times people used to take sannyasam or seek Ishvara. So that seeking Ishvara is part of life. When everything is done, like when they know that they have done their duty, then they focus back on the Atman. So that is where Kanchi Acharya says that sannyasam, like a person takes up sannyasam if there are no desires in the mind. So if there are desires, then a person, dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshava. Dharma aviruddho bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshava. In beings, like I am the kama which is not against dharma. What is dharma? Paradharma or the supreme dharma of realization, of moksha. And that paradharma, if we have that paradharma, that is what is really important, that is what will give us bliss. So that paradharma, remembering that paradharma, and knowing, like having our focus on the paradharma but temporarily fulfilling desires, the person enters into grihastashrama, and then like when all desires subside, because Ishvara is there, so Ishvara smarana is there, Ishvara is part of life, Ishvara is there along with these desires, therefore desires will slowly, like slowly, day by day, the strength of those desires will get reduced, and day by day, like or year by year, desires will get reduced and they will completely vanish. And when such a time happens, like when a person decides, my desires are almost over now, and I have no duties left. Here we have to remember that, like we have to remember and properly understand that whatever Manu says as desires cannot be fulfilled by just enjoying them. That is also true. But any desires, like where we have Ishvara as part of the desire, will reduce the strength of the desire. So it is like we have a cup of coffee. So the coffee is very strong. It's a strong coffee. But if we add more milk to the coffee, it will become light. So it is still coffee, but it will become light. So in the same way, like as Amma gives the example of salt water. So salt water, we can nullify the salt by adding more water. So desires, or the strength of desires, can be reduced by having Ishvara as part of it. Oh Ishvara, all this is your play. But temporarily, I am bound by these desires. Therefore, I will have to fulfill these desires. Whatever happens is happening due to your will. So that is what is meant here. So if that is there, then like a person, when a person grows old, his desires will be fulfilled, completed, and then there are no duties left. So he will leave the kingdom and then take to Vanaprastham, go to the forest, or sannyasam. So there is a part like in Mahabharata where the Pancha Pandavas along with Draupadi go to heaven. So the path to heaven is like a tough one. The depiction is that it is very tough. It is like climbing mountains and all. So while climbing, like you have, it's a long path. So while climbing, like a dog started following them. So like they walked, and like it was like very tiring. So Draupadi fell down, she died. And then like the next person, Sahadeva, Nakula. So like that everybody was, everybody died except for Yudhishthira. So Yudhishthira was able to stand up to his goal. Like he had that goal in mind and he was able to achieve that. He reached the goal, like even when other people like, or his near and dear ones fell down, still he was able to stick on, like he was able to reach the goal. So remembering that goal, like is what is very important. So Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. This entire world is only an illusion. I am already the self. So if we remember that, then all these changes will still be there. Like people will be there around us, but like when people fall down, we will not be sad, we will not get dejected when we face sorrows in life, because those are also part of life. As Amma says, a wise person is like one who sees sorrow and happiness in the same way. Like when something good happens, Ishvara's grace. When something bad happens, Ishvara's will. Everything is Ishvara, of course. If everything is Ishvara, all these changes are temporary. Changes are illusions. Changes are illusions, and whatever is there is underlying reality. Of course, all these explanations are required so that our mind becomes strong. So like if our mind is strong, we'll have that lakshya bhojam. We'll stick on to the goal, and like Yudhishthira, even when everybody fell down, he still went on with the goal. So that can be achieved if we are focused on this one truth. So that is what this work will do. This work will give foot to our intellect. It will make our intellect more convinced. Like our intellectual conviction will grow about the truth, that truth is just one.
whatever else is there is only changes. These changes are part of the changing entity. So whatever changes I see, perceive are changes of the body, changes of the mind, changes of the ego. I am not any of those. I am the changeless perceiving Atman. And as to this conclusion of this analysis of change that will be undertaken by Lakshmidhara in the next shloka with another objection, which we will see in the next day. Namaskar.